Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
IQ.
We'll be right back. giveaway with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's, don't be late or you'll gag. All cash categories are first. Location, Truman Hall, 7828 Truman Road, Kansas City. $15 all night, VIP table 35. Comes with a bottle and food. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. That's the Sudden Summit Sonic Review Show and the April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Favorite. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Meow, 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 meow
the legendary Elvin Wool mother to talk to the floor. Kelly? As I'm not seen. The runway. As I'm not seen. And she's real Miss Bletch. As I'm not seen. Performance diva. Legendary Kelly could talk, could talk, could talk.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. This is Hot Topic Tuesdays. This is the hottest spot on a Tuesday night, and we are here, we are live, and we are in the motherfucking building. How you doing? To all my girls in the chat room, to everybody that's on the phone lines, and everybody that is listening, honey. Let me go get my co-host for the evening. It's the fabulous one herself, Miss London Bridges.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down live.
Mother, European Vogue, you have to vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady, you're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hey, my
dude. Hello, Kelly, Ellie. Hello, chart room. Lovely.
How you doing, honey?
Lovely. How's it going?
Oh, I'm trying to maintain, honey. Chill. I'm going through something right. Chill. I was in a wonderful. I had a great mood going on, and then my mood got disturbed like a couple of minutes before the show, honey. I'm just, you know, I'm Debbie Downer right now, honey. I'm a little down right now, but I'll be all right.
Yeah,
honey, but I'm all right. I'm gonna try to stick it out with y'all as long as I can, honey. But I'm Debbie Downer right now, honey. But, my God, I want to know where is all the rest of the co-hosts at. I would like to know where is the legendary Mother Divine Chanel, honey. Maybe we can get her on the line. Oh, she plays tennis on Tuesday. If she's back in L.A., to get her on the line. Because a lot of people have a lot of questions that they would like to talk to her about the function. Honey. What was that about, London?
That was like, you know, it pops up on the TV as a special warning.
Oh.
I don't think she's coming on.
Why would you say that, London?
You know, she had a chance to do it last night, but it just wasn't happening.
Maybe her phone was messing up last night.
No excuse.
Hold on. We have some callers already that's been on hold. 559-283, you're live on the air. 559-283, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 910-496, you're live on the air.
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening. Can you please press 1 and take your hand down, caller? 919-496. Press 1 to take your hand down, darling. Honey. Okay. Okay, then down, honey. So what's tea, London? Did you get any tea?
No, not really. What's the tea going around that Jason slept with an escort and beat him bloody?
I spoke with Jason about that, and I don't know if it was an escort. I think he said one of his friends that had sticky hands, honey, and they had to get beat. But so when did you get the tea that it was escort?
I was online and I had seen.
Well, maybe we could get Jason to call in here, honey, and give us the, you know, the 411. But I heard it was a friend. I didn't know it was an escort, honey.
No, I heard it was a friend. Also, a friend that was an escort. So I guess, you know, you can be friends with escorts and invite them over. I don't know.
Ooh, tea, honey. But did you see the pictures of the girls from the ball, honey?
Bloody mess. They look so different from in person.
Oh, yeah. I love Devon's dress. Her silver dress was everything, honey. She looked really good.
Oh, she looks lovely.
Honey. But a lot of these girls that I've seen at this function, honey, they wasn't giving me Viva Glam. It's no shade to none of them, honey. The only one that I think that gave me Viva Glam out of all the pictures that I'm looking at would definitely have to be Miss Nadia. Definitely gave me 100% Viva Glam. That's my opinion on the situation. Everybody else, there are a lot of girls that's in black, honey. Black is not what it is.
Yeah, it was more like a 212 runway show.
Oh, shit. A 212 runway show? What the fuck is that?
It's like a little, you just throw something on and call it glammy.
Oh, yeah, well, a lot of girls that, I don't know, honey. I want to talk about, I don't know, honey. Oh, my God. There was a video Jason was out on private. Oh, these girls are talking about that. I don't know, bitch. My God. Where is Jasmine's going to be coming on a little bit later? Who's that? Jasmine's going to be coming on a little bit later. She's going to be making an announcement, honey, about something, honey. Hold on, bitch. What the fuck? Honey. Just starts up, and you can come tomorrow for most of the help to get out that file. Okay. Oh, brother, hold on. I gotta take a commercial break, London, and I'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
GT Model Mom Chanel presents two events in one night. Something for everyone. Kansas City's first stud and femme exotic review show. Special guests, Carter from Los Angeles and Treasure from Houston, Texas. Right after, the April Fool's Ball. Grand prize, house with the most trophies, $1,000. Mini grand, open to our performance with a prop, $200. As well as 15 other categories with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's, don't be late or you'll gag. All past categories are first. Location, Truman Hall, 7820 East Truman Road, Kansas City. $15 all night, VIP table 35, comes with a bottle and food. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. That's the Sudden Sun Exotic Review Show and the April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icons,
Jack Mizrahi, and Icon J Manila Blahnik, DJ Legendary Vonalore, Grand Prize, $1,500, Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, Mini Grand Prize, $500, Butch Queen Vogue Fest, Mini Grand Prize, $500, Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash prize of $250, open to all, foot and eye, male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, open to all, team treatment, one trophy, one cash award of $300, and 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there!
Somebody just asked a question, honey. Oh, my God. Somebody just asked a question in your room, London.
Wait. I gotta check it.
Now, hold on. We have another caller while you check that. 718-304. You're live on the air.
I'm just listening. I don't have anything to say, but how are you, Kelly?
I'm doing great so far.
Yeah, well don't be in such a bad mood, you know. We want you to lighten up for the show, you know.
I can't lighten up right now. I'm having a personal problem right now.
Oh, okay. Well, gotta work it out.
Yeah, I'm having a personal problem right now, and I'm trying to cope with it, and, you know, and do the show. I'm definitely waiting for the rest of the co-hosts to call in here, and once they call in here and they get on the line, I'm gonna definitely get off the line because I'm not gonna be any fun. I'm not gonna be any fun tonight.
Oh, I hear you. So you can just place me back in the queue. I'm just listening for now.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Oh well, we have our other co-hosts here. It's the legendary pioneer, Chanel.
Tuesday. What do you do?
How you doing?
Hey, London Bridges. How are you, darling?
Hello, my darling. I'm lovely.
Ah, yes, you are, darling. I saw you in Vegas, and you looked fabulous.
Thank you. You know, you guys, I'm so sorry about last night. I was just so tired. You know, this is my first time really getting high like that. I couldn't handle it.
It all came down on you at one time, right?
Yeah, it all hit me at once, yeah.
I know, that's right. But you know what? It was a long weekend. You were kind of jet-lagged, and, you know, and, I mean, everybody was kind of out of it yesterday, but the energy is back today, and hopefully we can get Divine to call in tonight, and we can really get some updates.
Yeah, hopefully she calls in. I don't know why she MIA.
Mm-hmm. Kelly? Did she reach out to her?
I have no idea. I don't even know where Kelly went.
Kelly, are you still there with us? Kelly took a break.
But how was your day, Otto?
It was pretty good. I took care of some things to get ready for this weekend in New York, you know, because I definitely want to be there. And other than that, you know, I just had a great day. I was watching some, you know, I'm into fashion, so I was watching a couple of reels. I posted some stuff on your blog. I know you've seen it.
Did you watch Fashion Star?
I don't really care for that show.
Me neither. I don't. I just think, you know, it's nothing like Project Runway or anything like that.
Yeah. I think it's kind of flat and boring, you know, because at the end of the day, either you want to buy the brand or you don't. It shouldn't even be something as far as eliminating people and, you know, all of that. You know, you look at the label. If you like it, you buy it. If you don't buy it, then they go about their business.
Right. They
go. They make it so drastic. Last, no sale, no sale. You know, come on, give me a break.
And then the executives, they smile at you when they tell you no sale.
You know, the one from Saks Fifth Avenue, she is shady.
Oh, very.
Yeah, that's a shady bitch right there, because she didn't like the little Mexican queen, and I thought her stuff was really good.
No, I thought it was naughty. I thought it was tacky.
You didn't like her stuff? She should have shown, like, she had some really nice evening gowns when she was showing her collection. I think her evening gowns were really good, but her ready-to-wear stuff is not that great. You know, and but you know something? A lot of girls' ready to wear is not on point, even in the ballroom scene.
Even in the ballroom scene, even when they try to look like they glam, viva la glam.
Well, hello, Jasmine, CEO Couture.
Hi, RR. Hi, London. How are you?
Hello. Good. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. Hi, chat room. Hi, everyone that's listening. Thank you for tuning in. Kelly is not going to be on the show right now. She's dealing with a couple of personal issues on her end. So I will be running the switchboard, but I will let you guys still continue to talk about your hot topics and stuff, so I will be helping you guys out with Switchboard. I'm also going to be giving people a couple of minutes to call in, press one if you guys have any questions or want to be a part of the topic tonight, but I also need everyone that is listening out there in the chat room, on the phone line, to take note. Tomorrow, we will be having a special show, which will start 1 hour earlier than regularly scheduled timing, meaning that it will be starting at 10 p.m. on the East Coast, 9 p.m. on the West Coast, and I'm sorry, not 9 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the Midwest, in the Midwest, and, of course, the three-hour difference in California. Talking about California, Divine will be coming on tonight as well. But tomorrow we will be having a special, special show. I need everyone to pay close attention to what I'm about to say. Tomorrow night, we will be releasing the official ballroom, the official status criteria for being a statement, star, legend, and icon. That will be released tomorrow evening. It will go viral tomorrow evening, and it will be official. So please tune in as we go over each and every qualification, criteria, or whatever it is going to be called that you guys are going to look at it as far as what qualifies you to be a star, statement, legend, and icon. That will be a part of tomorrow's show at 10 p.m. We will not be going back and forth about it. It won't be a whole bunch of drama. It will actually be noted, read to you guys, and archived for future use. It will also be a webpage that is dedicated to the criteria as well. And again, it will be officially tomorrow at 10 p.m. So gather your house members, gather everyone together, and tune in and listen to what is going to take place tomorrow, because it will put an end to everything that is happening right now within the ballroom. So again, I will make that statement a little later in the show, but start calling your girlfriends, your house parents, and everyone. And remember that this is tomorrow. Go ahead, R.R.
I'm glad that there's going to be a criteria, but I'd like to know what panel was formed in order to make this criteria possible,
and why were certain people
left out from that criteria, because I'm really sitting here like in awe because I knew nothing of it. And although I may not come out that much, I am still part of the ballroom community as a pioneer, and at least someone should have at least had enough respect for me to say, well, this is what we're doing. Not for my approval, because my approval is really not warranted, but out of respect so that I'm not left in the dark, because I am still an active member in the ballroom scene, and I am a pioneer in the ballroom scene, and I have an active house that's in the ballroom scene. So I feel kind of left out in that situation that I have to wait until tomorrow night to hear what the whole nation is going to hear. But it's okay. So some things change and some things don't.
Well, I'm sure that your house members, the ones that did take part in the group, as well as the release of this information, everyone will be having that hands-on tomorrow as well. So I'm sure you won't have to wait until the radio show to hear it. But, you know, the radio show will be there so it can be verbally archived. So the information will be released to everyone tomorrow, as well as the website, as well as everything that everyone needs. So is
all the new icons and legend statuses being revoked?
We will talk about all that tomorrow. See, there you go. Here it goes, it's getting started, but no, that is not what tonight's topic tonight is going to be about. Tonight's topic is going to be a recap of Divine's Ball, and she is here on the line. But again, tune in tomorrow, as well as I will be back a little later to make the announcement again, but save all your questions for tomorrow, or gather them up, because baby, they will be a lot of questions, and your answers will all be addressed tomorrow. So here we go, Divine. You're coming on the air.
The legendary bitch, West Coast mother,
under psychotic
bitch, Divine,
Divine bitch,
under psychotic bitch. What's up, everybody? How are you?
Hello, Divine.
Hey, mother.
Hi, Earl. Hi, London.
Your voice sounds hoarse.
Oh, God, it's horrible. I barely have any voice. That's why I couldn't get on yesterday. I called in. I was on the line, called in, and it was horrible. You guys couldn't even hear me. I was trying to talk. I'm like, oh, my God. But, well.
So, how did you feel? Did you hear anything yesterday?
Well, I didn't hear. I heard a couple of little tidbits about, you know, what was going on with the ball. Let me give you my outtake on the ball. First off, I feel like people always going to have something to say. No matter what, they always find the negative in this shit. And that's why, that's what one thing about balling, that's why it's really, like, it's hard for it to grow or get anywhere. Because no matter what, somebody found the negative in something this weekend. And it was crazy. It was like, because Vegas was an awesome weekend. The venues were off the chain. The service was off the chain. All everything that you got was, it was like, you can't get that anywhere. I know people talk about it. The parties were magnificent. Now, as far as the ball, you know, it's just like any other ball. Shit happens on a panel. You can't control what these people do. If you could, then your house would win. If I could control anybody on the panel, it would be always be Chanel. So I can't control them. They do what they got to do. And I feel like, you know, I know there was a lot of feedback about DD and the face category. My thing with that, it's 9 judges up there. If anybody has a problem with it, go talk to them. They all let her through. They all let her through. So if you feel like Didi should not have beat Nadia, it was definitely a Milan on the panel. Why the Milan didn't chop Didi? Okay, then. You know what I mean? Let's not go there. That's not nothing I can control. I don't chop. I'm not on the judges' panel. I upheld what the judges did. You know what I mean? I wasn't running up there trying to change nothing. I just wanted to know what was the real, all I asked was when people got chopped, what was the reason why? And if that was, you know, if that was feasible, that was feasible. I was right. I mean, I wasn't going to argue that shit. So, what's up? I mean, I know yesterday was real rough. I'm sorry I couldn't get in on it. But, I mean, we can continue today because I'm ready.
You said you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
So, what were the cash categories that someone claimed that the face was supposed to be $2,000 and that there was only $1,000 given out?
Yes. What happened?
What was that about?
Everybody knows Mexican Joe, the promoter of the ball, predicted to touch. Chicago, Joe got inebriated and had Jack announce that on the mic. And at the end of the day, business is business, and he is a businessman, so that's not how he runs business. And he just did that. He was intoxicated, and he blurted that out, and he felt like he shouldn't have did that, so he recanted it. But what was on the flyer, he stuck to what was on the flyer. What was on the flyer is what was given out.
Blay, I think the problem was that he waited to the end of the ball to cancel it.
No, he did beforehand.
Oh.
Beforehand, because I remember I had a very strong conversation with him about it. I'm like, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, because there could be some backlash, you know, for it. And he was like, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, he was like, you know, it's something that I'm going to take responsibility for. So I was like, well, that's fine.
Yeah, well, they said yesterday that some of the girls shouldn't have got their tins and they just wore plain black.
Well, I mean, who gives out tins? Judges, right? There was 9 judges up there. If you feel like those girls shouldn't have got their tins, then you should have walked up there and said something to one of those judges. And you should have said something then. Don't wait till after the fact and be mad. And you sit there and watch. There's 9 judges up there. That has nothing to do with what I'm doing. Or you know, it's not me. I didn't do that, unfortunately. You know what I mean? I didn't have anything to do with that. And whether I agree with it or not is something that I don't even care to discuss. But at the end of the day, I mean, it already happened.
Lovely. But I enjoyed my weekend. I paid the ball. I went, but I still paid it. But I enjoyed the rest of the weekend.
Why did you pay it?
No, I was there, but I was just like, you know, like, why am I here, you know?
Oh, no.
No, it's no show to you, but I'm just being a little brutally honest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh,
do we have... Do we have any callers? Is she still there? No callers. Is there anything other than that you guys wanted to talk about? Oh, Divine, do you know anything about Jason in the laptop situation?
No. I was reading something about it to the extent it had something to do with the... I guess he hired one of the girls as off of an escort, or that's what was said, that he hired one of the girls off of an escort ad or something like that, and didn't have the money to pay her, so she took his laptop and collateral, and then so they got the girls to get together and beat the girl up and get it back?
Yeah, I think that's how it goes.
Oh, wow. Well, who knows if that's true?
Blake, is that still considered, you can be put on the ban list if you do something like that? No?
I think in order for you to be put on the ban list, it has to happen within the ballroom community.
No, at a ball, not within the community.
Well, I mean, no, because you can still get banned for going into an alliance meeting and popping a girl. That's not a ball.
You're right. If Jason is out there, can you call? But I think we're going to go on a commercial.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Gigi Mama Mom Chanel presents Two Events in One Night, Something for Everyone. Kansas City's first stud and femme exotic review show. Special guest, Carter from Los Angeles and Treasure from Houston, Texas. Right after, the April Fool's Ball, grand prize, house with the most trophies, $1,000. Mini grand, open to our performance with a prop, $200. As well as 15 other categories with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's. Don't be late or you'll gag. All categories are first. Location, Truman Hall, 3828 Truman Road, Kansas City. $15 all night, VIP table 35, comes with a bottle and food. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. That's the Sudden Some Exotic Review Show and the April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest. Mini grand prize, $500, Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye, male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team frequent, one trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there!
Hello, are we back?
Yes, London, we're back.
Lovely. I think we have Rodney on the air. Rodney, are you there?
Jasmine, we have Rodney.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father prodigy, Rodney.
Oh.
Real name.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
Hello, Rodney.
Rodney, are you there?
Okay, so, like, I'm so lost right now. I am, like, really, really lost. So someone please help me and help me understand what happened because I had to step away for a while. I'm hearing commercials. I'm hearing we have Rodney. I'm hearing Rodney's intro. I don't see no numbers. What is going on?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Well, how did his intro come on?
I don't even know what's happening because Kelly supposedly stepped away. So does someone else have access to
the intros?
Yeah, intros or switchboard or something. Do I have to change the password or something like that? Because what the hell is going on?
Kelly is writing me.
Why is Kelly writing you? I thought she was dealing with an emergency.
I don't know. Bloody, I don't know.
Kelly's supposed to be dealing with an emergency, so Kelly must be, I don't know. We're going to go to the next caller. Kelly, hit me up, please, because it's not my night. Hi, Devon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jasmine?
Devon, you look fabulous in that dress.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you looked lovely.
I didn't see it. Yep, they posted it. What dress is this?
Can someone send pictures to London so London can post them in the different groups? Because I did see them earlier, but they're on my iPad, and I'm at my computer right now. Is Rodney on the line? Hold on. Alex and Kelly. Yes, talking to London. I'm on the phone talking to my uncle. And okay. All right, Kelly's dealing with an emergency. I apologize, everyone out there that's listening in Radio Land. We have a caller, 323-420. You're on the air.
Was she fenced in at first? 323-420.
Okay. 718-304. I don't know if you were brought on before you're on the air.
I'm just listening.
Okay. Do me a favor and press 1 so we can take you out of queue. Do me and press 1 really quickly for me right now. And then when you want to come back on, thank you. And when you want to come back on, please press 1 again. So I'm sorry. I had to step away and talk to someone. I didn't catch what you guys were talking about. Devon, how was the whole weekend? Did you speak about the whole weekend or did you just speak about the ball?
The whole weekend was really, really, it was, oh my God, it was so extravagant. They had so much, you know, like, it was so much grandeur when it came to Vegas. The clubs were popping, the VIP section, the bottles were going. It was just so, it was hot. It was like being in a, it felt like we were dropped off in a music video somewhere.
That's hot. What would you say about Gay Pride in Vegas? How many years has it been? Have they been doing this now?
I believe this is going on the 4th year.
Okay, and how is it compared to like Miami?
I believe it's probably like a Miami on probably a just a little smaller scale. But just it's probably just as much grandeur, you know, and party fun, if not more, because Vegas is bigger. I would say the Vegas Strip and area and the party scene is much bigger than Miami. It was like you can go and you could have went from hotel to hotel and just got different clubs and sceneries. All the different hotels had different clubs and stuff in the bottom of them. Some hotels had 3 different clubs. It was ridiculous. So you can just party all night up and down the street wherever you were. And it was Pride weekend, so you know, everybody was accepted. One thing about Vegas, nobody turns their nose up at anything.
okay. Did you go to Vegas?
No, I couldn't make it. But at the end of the day, you know, I also knew that, you know, Divine and the other people involved were putting their best foot forward to give the kids a very, very positive and a very, you know, nice weekend. And most of the people have said that they had a great time. So anybody that's saying that they didn't have a great time, they probably didn't want to make their time great, because when you're in Vegas, there's no reason why you can't have a good time, even if you didn't attend some of the things that they had available. Vegas is the type of place that's why they say what's done in Vegas stays in Vegas. There's no way in the world you can't get your party on unless you're just a party pooper, you know. So, Divine, I'll say to you, you know, you can please some of the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. So just give yourself a round of applause for even getting through the whole promotion, production, and everything behind the scenes that went with it and still managed to keep your sanity. I can give you kudos on that.
Thank you.
You know, because it's not an easy thing to do. And also to Jamie and whoever else was involved, I think that all you guys did a remarkable job from, you know, what I've heard. And, you know, like you said, the Balls are always going to have some type of controversy.
My thing was, it was, like I said, the venue was off the chain. It was huge. It was not hot. You had plenty of space. The tables were nice. We even had dressing rooms for these people.
Rodney said in the show on Monday. He said that the decor of the place was really nice. The tables were set up nice. They had great bottle services on the table. They said they had the dressing rooms. You know, he said they had the upper part where you could go upstairs and observe the ball from another level. So, you know, that sounds very, you know.
It was three bottles on each table.
That's more than you get at any function.
Yeah, they have three bottles on each table.
You know, come on. You'd be lucky if you get a bottle of real soda at some balls. So let's keep it 100.
My whole thing is, we want to make the Vegas thing just one of those balls where, you know, like everybody knows, MLK, you go where?
Atlanta.
Okay, we know Labor Day, we go where? You know, you go for the New York Awards ball. You know, it's just everything up here, you know, you have to hit. And I was thinking, you know, Vegas is definitely a staple that we should make, you know, nationally, people should just be able to.
And I think that over time it will grow. It will definitely grow because.
I just know it will, because I know that the reviews, the things that people were able to do, and next year we're going to make it easier, a little more economical. We're going to get a cheaper hotel, you know, hotel where the Mirage did carry for their prices. So we're going to try to make it cheaper for people to get out here. And a lot of people waited on this. Like, they felt like they were going to be able to get a ticket to Vegas on that last week and gag. Those tickets went up.
Yeah, the prices, because Kelly was saying the same thing. She waited till the last minute, and the tickets were like $1,500, you know.
A lot of people right there. It was no way.
I know that's right.
It was no way. But
well, we have a couple of callers. Maybe they want to tune in and ask some questions about the event.
Someone sent me a message and said, if I'm selfing with those white pants one more time, we're going to set them on fire.
All right, we have a caller, 214-444. 214-477, you're on the air.
How y'all doing tonight?
How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing fine. This is J-Rock Dupree. Hey, London baby mama. But I was calling to talk to Divine. I met Divine in Dallas, and she, one thing I can't say about Divine was she was a, because they were saying all this bad stuff about the ball last night. One thing I can say about her, she was a very humble person. She was a teacher to people that don't know what they're doing. I don't just don't see her having a ball that was as chaotic as they said. And the reports that I got back from the ball, because I didn't get a chance to go, was it was everything. They had bottles out for us. The venue was nice. It was, I mean, and the person that I got it from is somebody that does not see shade or anything, you know, so. Just coming from an experience of somebody that don't get in any kind of mess, they were saying that it was off the chain, you know. So a lot of people are going to say some negative things, but when I met Divine, I just couldn't see her having no function like that. So So I just knew it had to be some mess involved. So, but it was about both the reports
that
came back to us from Texas.
Somebody please debrief me on last night. I didn't even hear what happened last night because where we were at, we could get Vegas has horrible cell service. That's one thing they do have. You can get everything but cell service in Vegas.
Well, all we got out, all the listeners got last night was, oh, it was shade throwed at, you know, shade throw towards icons. There, it was people's money wasn't given, all this kind of stuff and everything. And it was like, when they said, first of all, when they were saying money wasn't given and all that stuff, I was like, wait a minute, where's Divine? That's why everybody kept saying, where's Divine? Why she can't get on the line so she could at least speak for herself? And then that's when Kells, you know, she came and said, she's not here.
My apologies, but we can talk about the money. The money was counted out from Joe. Joe is a millionaire. You guys already know that little $1,000 would be nothing for him to throw out, so obviously he would not be comfortable with it. He blows that within day, probably drinking. Anyway.
Well, at the end of the day,
count the money out, put all the money into the envelope, and handed them to Rico, and he left. From that point on, Rico's responsibility was to hand the envelopes out. So I guess the discrepancy was people were saying they didn't get handed an envelope, they got handed cash. Like he opened the envelope and gave them cash. And my thing is, anybody that wins a grand prize category, what should you do as soon as you get that envelope? You need to count your money right there on stage. Don't call back hours later. If you're going to get any type of sympathy, you should have counted your money before you left that stage. It's not before you left that stage, before you left that ball. How are you going to call back 4 hours later and say something? You know, and then it's going to be hard to believe. We don't know. We don't know what happened between now and then. So one of your friends could have took it from you. You know what I mean? Now it's hard to say where the money is at. Now you want to try to put that on. That's not really cool, but, I mean, in retrospect, yes, it could have went either way. Maybe the money wasn't in there. You'll never know now because you didn't do what you were supposed to do and count that money right there on stage. If you were going to gag somebody, that's when you were supposed to gag them, because now all you did was gag yourself.
Okay, so wait. Can we get Rico the harder envelopes with the money in it call in? Because people are saying that they didn't get envelopes, they got cash.
Why? Wow.
We have another caller, 559. Yeah, I'm about to make it hot. 559-283, you're on the air.
I'm only listening.
Okay, caller, thanks for listening, but do me a favor and press 1 so you can get out of queue, okay, so we don't have to come back to you. 9980253, you're on the air. 980253, you're on the air.
How you doing? This is Tim Chanel. I just want to say the ball was actually great. From North Carolina, we had a real good time. I think Divine, Jamie, and Rico gave a fab event. The entire weekend was great. I was there since Thursday night, and I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you, Tim. How are you?
Hey, Mom, I'm great.
Thank you for coming out and supporting. I had a good time myself.
You're welcome, and I had a real good time also.
Thanks for calling, Tim. 214-477, you're back on the air.
Yes, Jasmine, I have one more thing to say. I wanted to congratulate my baby girl, Prada Ebony, from the Gulf Coast, because she turned it and she got grand prize on Butch, Queen, and Drag. You know, she represented very good. And I just wanted her to know that we are very proud of her, all the houses down here in the Gulf Coast, because she did turn it for Butch, Queen, and Drag Realness. Y'all have a blessed night.
Lovely.
Okay. Yeah, that was our category.
They also were saying that some of the categories had minimum participation, and then there were other categories that had a lot of participation.
Well, that's true, like within every ball.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll be right back.
So did anybody tape the ball, Divine?
I saw a lot of cameras all around, but Ballroom Throwback was supposed to come and tape the event, and they didn't show, so I should have had a backup. thought that Robin Throwbacks was going to be there, so I figured we didn't need someone with a camera because I thought DJ was coming in there. Something happened, so I mean, the tickets went up, so I don't know.
They're quite expensive.
Yeah.
So if you guys are on the line and you have any questions for Divine, or you guys want to recap with Divine and thank her for a good weekend or any of that sort, please call in and press 1 while she is on the air.
Did pocket the cash or something?
Well,
can we get him on the line?
He said that he did not. He said that he counted out on stage. But obviously, when there's two conflicting stories, who knows which one is true? We can't judge. We weren't there.
Well, I mean, people need to start counting their cash while they're at the ball. Seriously, I mean, really.
Right.
718-304, you are on the air.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Divine. I have a question for you.
Okay.
My question is, were there any judges that you were not pleased with at any time during your ball?
Yes. Oh, hell yes. Yes, I wasn't pleased with some of the judges at all.
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable giving names right now, or you don't even want to go into it?
Well, I can say for one, Cage really pissed me off.
Okay.
He chopped one of the runway girls. Everybody knows that female figure of runway, Butch Queen Drag Runway, Carmen Chanel from Detroit. Everybody knows she walks down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when she comes out for her to get her pins, Cage chops her. So I asked him why he chopped her, and he turns to me and was like, I didn't see her walk. What do you mean you don't see her walk? This bitch walks everywhere without getting chopped. And then she gets here and gets chopped by you. We already know why, because of the feud with me. You're mad at me over something I said about you. So now you're going to take it out on the kids?
Anybody else with Karen?
To me, my supposedly sister, I don't know what the fuck is going on. It felt like she was being a little funny towards the Chanel's on that panel as well. But who knows? Everybody has their opinion. But I felt like it was a little something funny going on. I don't know. I felt like every time I looked up, you were chopping one of my kids. I was like, what was that about? I don't know. To me, the judges had a war waged between themselves on the panel. It was like somebody chopped somebody, then somebody else started chopping somebody, and they were just like, they were doing shit that just was, I don't know, it was weird. That's how I felt. I felt like, you know, the girls were just, you know how it is, it turned into like a low-key tit for tat up there. And it's like, and everybody that's not on the panel does not understand what the hell is going on from the back. I'm like, we're looking like, what the fuck? Like, one category, they chopped almost everyone. I was gagging. But, hey, when you put judges up there, I don't like to go back and change my judge's decision. So when you put judges up there, you let them do what they got to do. But then if you don't like what they do, you just don't use them again. You learn from your experiences. I don't know. You know what I mean? There's nothing else I can really say about that.
But Rodney had some questions. Where's he?
Rodney, if you're on the air, tune in. Press 1 so we can bring you on. Rodney and Marcus did give us a recap last night of the ball, but it just didn't feel so thorough because you weren't on the air. So, but they did definitely give a recap. They did tune us in. But, you know, the people that were calling and asking questions, you just couldn't get them answered because you weren't there. You weren't on the phone.
And I definitely want to thank Cappuccino Revlon for coming out, and I definitely want to thank Terry Revlon, Icon Terry Revlon, for coming out. I want to thank Shay Shay, Clayton, Fred, oh my God, Tim, all the Chanel came. I want to thank everybody that came from out of town, but definitely, like I said, I appreciated it. It was good for me. It was definitely good.
Terry was angry she got chopped.
Well,
We have a caller 678-993. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. Good evening, everybody. This is Tiffany Chanel. I didn't get a chance to listen last night because I had so much fun in Vegas that by the time I caught my flight home, I was just dead tired. But I just wanted to say a little bit about what I experienced at the ball. The whole weekend was just fun, fabulous. It was a good energy. You had people from other houses getting along with other people from other houses. It wasn't, I didn't feel it was no shade. I met so many new people. The event was beautiful. The place was nice. Like R.R. said, you had upstairs. You could go upstairs, you know, see everything. You know, Devon came out looking beautiful. I mean, her dress was drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, you had the back area where you could get dressed and, you know, curtains separating it. Nobody could see your elude before you came out. I mean, everything was just really, really nice. So I don't really know what people said last night. I'm just hearing, you know, bits and pieces tonight. But, I mean, whoever's saying it, it's something probably shady with them because it just was really nice. I mean, I met new Chanels from the West Coast chapter. You know, they was very nice and welcoming. It just was a really, really, like, fun event. I came all the way from Texas, and I had such an amazing time that, you know, I'm going to New York Thursday. I cannot wait to give me a piece of that, but I just wanted to just call and say what I had to say about that. And, Divine, I think you threw a great ball, and I had a blast, and I will go to any other function that you ever have.
Oh, thank you so much. I had a good time with everybody. Like I said, I was everywhere. I was really trying to, it was so much, I mean, it was so many people there, so many places. I was just trying to make sure I spread myself around and got to kick in and chill with everybody. It was off the chain. I mean, when I tell you, and I'm looking as we're walking the streets everywhere, doing everything, we were seeing everybody else grouped up with their buddies, and it was just like everybody was just enjoying themselves. It was like we were all kids in the candy store.
Yeah, like even at the Mirage, like when you had like so many people, because I guess that was the whole hotel, so many people out there, different houses, everything. Man, people was in the casinos talking, laughing, chilling with everybody doing this. So I'm like, it didn't feel like, oh, they're clique, that's their clique. I mean, everybody was talking to everybody. So, I mean, I can only speak for myself. I had a good time. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. I would like to go back again. And like I was saying, Vegas is a place you can have fun because even doing things outside of what Tempted to Touch or had to offer, we did other things. And it was fun. Like, I mean, I kind of was gagging because, you know, I was up eating 6 o'clock in the morning and it was like heavy traffic. People were still walking the streets getting drunk. And I'm like, dang, when these people going to finally go to bed? And it was just crazy. So, I mean, that's just my take on it. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Tiff.
You're welcome. No problem. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Tiffany. Thanks for calling in. 832-491, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I have to agree with Tiffany. The ball was fun. The vibe made everybody feel welcome. You know, she had the dressing room. You know, everybody was able to, you know, they could smoke in the venue. You know, everybody should have been pleased with the venue. Divine was beautiful. Her dress was gorgeous. Her hair was nice. If there was any discrepancies about the ball, it had nothing to do with Divine. I would have to say that, I mean, I kind of got confused about the dates of the ball. I thought it was supposed to be Saturday. But, I mean, other than that, I really enjoyed myself. And from what I got, it was a lot of discrepancies over the Vogue Femme category. But other than that, I really enjoyed myself.
Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Most definitely. Like I said, I thought that I had a small. I can't wait to do it again.
Well, next year will be here before you know it.
You're back on the air.
Okay, yeah. This is a question for all of you guys, and especially R.R. The question is, say you get your 10s for whatever category it is, and then once you get in the battle zone, are the judges allowed to chop you still?
No.
Okay. So then why does it still happen then?
give us an example of how it happened.
I'm a spectator. I don't walk the ball, but I go to a lot of functions.
I got you, baby. I got you. I know exactly what you're talking about. When Mother Lovely walked out and she got her pins and was standing over side in the battle zone, and then they let her know that she had judged the ball, so she wasn't able to compete in the category.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. You know, when you judge a ball, it's generally a rule that you're not, when you judge, you're not allowed to. Either you're going to judge it or you're going to walk it. You can't do both. And so there was a discrepancy. She had just off the judges panel and she was walking, and they noticed that. People said something about it, so we went over there and we brought it to her attention, and she was fine with it. So.
Right.
So I wouldn't consider that a chop, Divine. Would you consider that a chop, or that was just more of a technical
disqualification?
Yeah, it was a disqualification.
And mind you, it was brought to my attention that, you know, I had done it at a mini ball a week ahead of time, or no, well, 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it was at a little mini ball, a blase, a little hot thing, but no, you know, you weren't really taken serious. It was something like we were just out having fun, but I guess rules are rules, so it'll never happen again. I apologize for that, but, I mean, it's done now.
Also, Jeff, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me a question as long as it'll have nothing to do with tomorrow.
No, it doesn't. The thing about it, you know how you have your set cast for your state of emergency, and you try to have every person from each house or whatever. Have you ever thought about having a spectator up there as well?
I haven't. Well, yeah, of course, spectators are definitely. Actually, there was like a spectator on there last week. It's not about being in a house. No, it's definitely open to spectators, house members, statements, stars, legends, icons, promoters. You know, it's open to everybody. Just hit me up if you want to be a part of the cast that night.
Okay, cool. So that's all I wanted to know. And also, one more thing. Devon, I don't think that I've heard a few things about your ball, but I think that the main focus was on the ball in Ohio. So maybe people are getting mixed up, you know, between Ohio and your ball that happened in Las Vegas. Maybe that could be the problem.
No, there were a lot of discrepancies, but, you know, just like anything, you know, everybody has opinions, and, you know, it's always going to be ups and downs. Some people are going to like it, a lot of people are not, but, I mean, it happened. You got to take it with a grain of salt. I did the best I can do, and I enjoyed myself, and I felt like everyone else to the most, you know. If you weren't bitter, you enjoyed yourself. If you're a bitter girl, then you did what you normally do, and you just was bitter. That's all I can really say.
Right, absolutely. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Thank you, caller. If you guys are on the line and you want to talk about anything as far as, again, this past weekend, have any questions for Divine or just want to create one of the topics for tonight, we are doing Hot Topics, and we can talk about anything that you guys want to talk about. A couple of things that I have noticed was, what is the drama happening on Facebook with laptops and fights and all that stuff? I think you guys talked about that earlier. I did hear about that in a video that was circulating, and now it's gone, of somebody getting beat up. Also an argument between Milan and Jason on Facebook as well. I think that was happening for a while, but then I think it was handled very quickly. Kudos to Jason and Milan for handling it, the squashing, I guess. So what else is going on in our world?
Well,
because you guys sound so...
I think everybody's still exhausted, and then they have to get ready for New York.
Exhausted. The only one that should be exhausted is Divine, and she's still on here.
No.
And in London.
No, you heard what Tiffany said. She's seen people out there at 6 o'clock in the morning drunk. That was me.
Right.
That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
You was toasted like that?
like that.
Wow.
They partied like it was no tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was lovely.
It really did.
That
was like, wow.
So let me ask you a question. I know that the hotels here in Miami, well, not here, but down in Miami for this weekend, the girls be carrying in the stairwell, elevator, and having all on the roof and the basement and the laundry room. Do they do all that shit in Vegas as well?
Well, you know, Vegas, no, you can't really do that in Vegas. Because Vegas is, you know, because they have casinos, they deal with all that money. But every, I mean, when I tell you every inch of that hotel is under surveillance, the only time you're not on camera is the moment you step in your room and close the door. So, no, all that didn't occur. But I'm sure it went on behind closed doors. There was a lot of, you know, yeah.
You can bet
a lot of, yeah, what's that stuff they call Jack
mm-hmm.
and A or whatever. What's that stuff on the thing they tell you how close people are?
You're talking about that little app that they have?
Yeah, it's one called Jack and it's another one. They were all on their Jack and they said it was going left. Get the good gossip.
Divine, let me ask you a question. How many? You only had one set of judges for the whole night?
No, we had two sets of judges.
Well, who was on the first half of your panel? Do you remember?
The first half was Shay Shay, Mother Dita Mizrahi, Mother Lovely Revlon, BJ Khan. I'm trying to remember which Ebony was up there. We have an Ebony. Who was the Ebony? No, it wasn't Joaquin. It was an Ebony up there, but I don't remember who it was now.
Well,
and Ricky Escada.
So you had six judges.
No, it was nine. Okay, so there's still some missing. I don't remember all of them.
Okay. The reason I ask is because yesterday on the show someone called in and said they felt like it was a Chanel ball because a lot of the Chanels were winning.
Oh, God. How is it the Chanel ball and it's other houses that do the voting? So what?
That's what I... That, well,
they had members walking against us. They wasn't voting over their members. Come on, you guys. It's always...
It's always something, honey. Don't even let it get to you. It's been happening to me for years.
Yeah, I don't answer that type of shit. That'd be shit they ask you just to get under your skin. And it, you know what? I'm immune to that. You should have took that question and told them, honey, blow some more air up in it and bounce it somewhere else.
So at the end of the night, I heard you guys had a nice grand march. The grand march was nice. That, you know, you guys came out. And what do you take away from the whole weekend as far as a message to dictate to other fellow promoters that they can emulate to make their balls not just so much a success, but a most talked about event?
Well, my thing is, one thing about ballroom is you try your best not to be biased. Everybody already knows that if you're in a house, you're going to have, you know, some type of favoritism towards your house. But otherwise, just learn to realize that this is a people thing. It's not necessarily a Chanel thing or Mizzou thing. It's like we're all people out here trying to have a good time and get out here and get some good times in. You know what I mean? And make some good moments. So it's like when you say that, you have to realize that just as well as you want it, other people want it. So, you know, kind of have some empathy and some sympathy. You know what I mean? Because it's just like we're all out here doing this. We all desire the same thing right now. And it's like we're all so, sometimes we want it so bad, we bash each other. It's like a rat race. You want to knock them, you know, bash somebody over the head and knock them off the trail just so you can win the race. And sometimes it's not that necessary.
Now, let me ask you, will this ball be counted as an of-the-year ball?
Most definitely. It was put in time. And, yeah, it's going to count.
Okay. And the other thing is, do you feel that people should start just putting, say, like, if they're going to have a face category for $1,000, that they should just put it for $1,000, and if they want to add more, wait till the people get to the function and give them that surprise and say, tonight, the face category is supposed to be $1,000. We're adding $500 more to it, rather than, you know, because it's not just what happened at the Vegas ball, but what happens a lot with functions. People will say they're going to have a certain amount for a category, and then the night of the category, it doesn't pan out like that. So if
I agree with you. I think that, yes, that's what should be done, because if somebody's going to walk a ball, they should be walking the ball, and they shouldn't be off the incentive of the money. It should be off making a moment. So no matter if it's $500, $1,000, or $1,500, you still should have came out there and wanted to make a moment. And, you know, what the reward was at the end of the night, you would just learn later.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, people just should, if they're going to give extra money, don't say it. Just put what you want to give. Like, if you're going to give $500 for a category, or $300 or $200, put that on the flyer. And then if you want to gag the kids when they get there, you say, now we're adding an extra $100 to every category. You know,
I agree with that. I think
it would work a lot better than that, than trying to boost the crowd and say, oh, this category was $300. Now we're going to make it for $500. And then when they get there, they say, no, we're going to go by what the flyer said because there was too much discrepancy. That's when the problem comes in. So
we have a couple of callers. We have our Monday night co-host, the icon himself, Rodney.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father prodigy, Rodney, Realness, Urban, let's go.
Hey, Rodney.
Hey, guys, what's going on? What's going on?
Hey, Rodney.
Hello, Rodney.
Just getting in a little bit. Want to listen a little bit while I was getting prepared for tomorrow. So, you know, that's basically it. I heard some of the things that were said. So, you know, with me being into the scene as I am, and being around balls from everywhere and see stuff that other people don't see, and catch the personal little things, different stuff like that. Are you ready for my interview now, sis?
Yes, let's go.
Okay. The first one. If you felt that Cage already had, maybe like you and Cage might have had personal issues or whatever, why did you put him on the panel?
Okay, I did not put Cage on the panel, and I repeat, I refuse. I actually, when Rico said, let's put Cage, I said, no, let's not, because he's being a little controversial right now. I don't want this ball stirred up into a frenzy. And they ended up putting BJ up here. What happened was, I walked to the back, BJ had to leave, and Cage took his place. I didn't know that Cage took his place until he did that controversial move. And then by then it was like, okay, he's already there, he already did it, so I'm not going to reverse anything. But in the same breath, I'm like, you know, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay. So, and he said that, he said he chopped her because he didn't see her walk?
Yes, he said because he did not see her walk.
Okay. Because I was hearing that he said because she wasn't in spring, you know, color.
He didn't say that because I walked up to him personally. I walked up there and I was like, well, he's like, oh, I just see her walk, and threw his hand up. And then somebody else said, oh, I thought it was because she wasn't in spring such and such. Then he wanted to jump in. Oh, yeah. And because, no, that's not why I did. You just said because you didn't see her walk, so obviously you was being funny.
Oh, okay. And,
And it's just like, can you grow up?
Oh, okay. And, it's something that I guess that it did happen at the ball, but as a patron, I just, you know, kind of shook that off because with Lovely, she did judge, and I do believe that judges. You know, when you're at a venue, like we said, the unwritten rule, if you judge, you shouldn't walk. But on the end of the panel where you were standing, a judge was judging.
I got it after the fact. I wasn't
right,
out there.
Right, that walked the first half as well.
I didn't see that, boy. I wasn't out there when he did the first half. I was buzzing around doing my business. So when it was brought to my attention, I was like, oh, shit. But it was already, it was after the ball. I'm like, well, I didn't know that because I would have called it on there just like I called Leslie. My thing is, why didn't anybody else say anything? Why didn't anybody else say anything? That's what commentators are for.
Right. I mean, I can agree with
you. In my eye, that's the correction of the commentator. The commentator is supposed to run the ball, correct? So what is part of running the ball is when you see something that's not within ballroom rules, standards, or guidelines. If you're running the ball, you're going to correct that, correct?
Right.
Without being biased. So you don't choose your times when you feel like you're going to enforce the rules. You're going to enforce it, let's enforce it. So, I mean, I definitely agree that I apologize for that, but I wasn't, you know, I didn't pick that particular judge, so I didn't, you know. What ends up happening is that we assign one judge, and what happens is the judge gets up and decides, I want to go to the bathroom, I want to go do this, and they throw who they want up there. So in the midst, we think we have it covered because we've already done that, and then we walk off, and when we come back, somebody else is sitting there. And so as a promoter, that's, you learn from your mistakes. The one thing I'm going to do is, when somebody's on that panel and you get up, I'm not going to replace you with your own house member. I'm going to replace you with a whole other house. So, therefore, if you get up, you're giving your vote and your seat away. We don't have time for that shit.
Right. That was the little minor.
A lot of times that'd be a setup because I've seen house parents with their kid or somebody want to get a piece of somebody. So, I got to use the bathroom now. Let their kid sit up there and chop who they want to chop, and then they come back after the fact, like, oh, okay.
So with you and Jamie and Rico, like, you know, monitoring and doing everything, once you guys got to the venue and, you know, get ready to start as far as with the judges and stuff, I'm sure y'all saw some of the people that you asked to judge wasn't there or different stuff like that. Did you three collectively try to get a roster together that would be, that you all three would agree on, because you said if you would have saw KW, you would have wanted him to be up there. But since you were like the headliner for the ball, you would have the final say so as to who would be on your panel or not. Why didn't you guys discuss that?
We did discuss that. Like we said, we didn't put Cage up there. We put BJ, and BJ got up and switched with Cage because BJ was ready to leave. So when he did that, nobody saw him do that. Cage came up the 5 steps and got on the stairs and got on the stage and BJ got off. So all we know, they just switched seats. We did not assign Cage up there. He was never on the judges' panel. He was never on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely did. We discussed the judges. We had a list. You know, we sat down. We discussed who we wanted on there. We discussed who would be eligible beforehand, and then out of who showed up, we used who we could.
Okay. That's the set. And RR.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to move on to you for one quick second, because I heard you say something about putting the amount on the flyer, and then when you get to the ball, if you want to add more, then add more, like that.
Yeah.
But what if you have an instance, because I remember an instance in Atlanta at Andre's birthday ball, when that was put on there, the category was sponsored by someone. But when it got to the ball, when it got, not even before the category, when it got to the category, the person said they didn't have the money to sponsor. So how do you do in instances like that?
Well, let's clarify, because one thing about me is I don't sugarcoat anything. So you know that the person was me. Okay.
Correct.
And, it's quite all right, sweetie. I keep shit 100. So at the end of the day, okay, I had given a ball the night before in New York City, okay? But at that ball, as Selvin will tell you and anybody else, Cabbage and everybody else that was there, I gave out all my cash at that ball. okay, without remembering that I was sponsoring a ball in Atlanta. Then I caught my flight back to Atlanta. When I got to Atlanta, I had part of the money. But when I got to the ball, I told Andre I was not going to be able to sponsor the category. But Fred said he would sponsor the category since I didn't have it. And the category still got sponsored, even
right.
though Fred sponsored it, okay, and it was, just so happened that one of my house members won. Now, at the end of the day, okay, Fred didn't have to step up and do it, but it was done, okay? Now, if the repercussion would have been that no one had the money and the category didn't get sponsored and the people walked, then I would have had to deal with the flack or whatever came with it. But at the end of the day, I didn't have it. So when you say that in an incident like that, an incident like that should never happen again, because when you look in the dictionary, look it up, you see it says R.R. Chanel did such and such and such. We can never have that again. But evidently it hasn't been the first time that it was done, because after me it was done again and again and again. So
right.
I rest my case.
Let me ask that. You know, I just wanted to ask the question.
No.
Jasmine, why are overall mother fella is really at me tonight for some reason? I don't know. What did I do?
What happened? In a chat room?
Yes.
Kelly's realness, child. If you're not. What is she? Child, good night, overall, mother fella. I don't know what she's doing. If you guys in the chat room attacking people, I'm going to kick you out.
My name is Rodney Prodigy at the end of the day. You want to come on the line with a phone number and you want to say something to me, go ahead.
Now, Rodney, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
For you to ask me that question, and I have the utmost respect for you. Were you asking me that because you wanted to know why I said that maybe we should start not putting extra money on the flyers and just surprising the kids when they get there, opposed to putting an amount on the flyer and not giving out that amount? Because it's self-explanatory if you really think about it, because the question that you posed to me was really, like, way out there, because I didn't get
it. No, I was saying, because if you were saying go ahead and put the money on the flyer, and then sometimes you might not even have that money, as opposed to trying to add more and say more. Like you said, don't say the extra amount. But my thing, my overall point was as far as people sponsoring categories, because that's an issue in itself.
Okay.
But if people
at the
bar,
that was
the general thing, consensus for the question, not
right.
for personal
now,
or anything.
Now, let me make a point in reference to that. At the end of the day, any promoter that has sponsors sponsoring the event, if they're a true promoter, they know that this promoter may be reputable, but at the same time, they need to be able to cover that.
And that's
promoter,
and that, you
know,
that's because I'm gonna go with that lie. If the category is supposed to be sponsored by someone, at any rate, the person can't sponsor anything. The promoter themselves should have the funds to cover that expenses themselves, because they are promoting the ball. It is their ball. So that's the whole synopsis of what I was going with.
Right. And my whole thing was, in my own defense, was although I did not have the funds, it was still covered, and it was not covered by the promoter. So at the same token, I still was able to sponsor my category no matter how I got the money, but it was received by the person who won. So at the end of the day, I still lived up to my obligation, because the category was sponsored, even though it wasn't sponsored in the way that it was initially supposed to be sponsored. The person still got their coins, and it didn't come out the sponsor's pocket, because if it had to come out of the sponsor's pocket, I don't know if it would have been there. Twice.
Right. I mean, you definitely made a valid point right there.
So, you know, one thing about me, and most people don't understand, okay, I try to be 100 about everything I say and everything I do. But let's face it, nobody in this scene or in the real world is 100% perfect, but at the end of the day, sometimes we may bite off more than we can chew, but at the end of the day, we try to rectify the situation in a way where everybody can come out on top, and that's the kind of person I've always been and I will always be, and I'm grateful that I have a house that supports me when I need them to support me. You understand? Just like with you, you have never been in a house that did not support you, or you would not have stayed there as long as you have. And any house that you go to, you always give them your 100%, okay? Your name is all that you have, and Rodney, your name speaks with credibility. You're not going to give a ball with somebody and not know that that person can live up to their part, A.E., you and me.
Right.
Okay, we had no discrepancies when we gave the Shea Fest ball, did we?
No, we didn't.
Okay, we were able to carry out everything that was supposed to be carried out, and at the end of the night, you were very cordial, I was very cordial, and we left and we paid it, whatever happened, happened, and it was done. True or false?
True.
Okay, but I've had incidents where I've worked with a number of people, and there was just too many hands in the pot and too many people and too much shit going on, and everybody wanted to be the big guy instead of the little you. So no matter what you do, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But at the end of the day, if you come through and you do what you're supposed to do, that's all that really matters, not what goes on behind the scenes, because a lot of people will give a ball, and it's a lot of discrepancy behind the scenes. But when them doors open and those people come in here, they don't know how that ball got put together. But then the persons that are given the function with somebody, they want to be the shady one and try to throw shade at the person who may not have been on time, but near the last minute, they came through like they were supposed to. And that's all that really matters in the end, that you come through like you're supposed to. If you say the category is going to be $2,000, then let it be $2,000. That's
right. Devon's still here. I just got a text. Devon.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question. The people, I guess it's a comment or whatever, they felt that you were a little overprotective when, but I heard you say you just wanted to find out what the discrepancy was, if there was, and then as was with Cage, when he chopped with Chanel, you felt like it was very, very personal, so that's why you asked him. But they felt as if whenever Chanel was questioned or chopped or whatever, that you was a little bit overbearing or overprotective of the chopper and wanted to know why, as opposed to anybody else getting chopped at the ball. It was just, you know, paid it and moved to the side.
I only went up there for one person that got chopped. That was from Chanel. Everybody else, I went up there just as well as anybody from any other house. I went up there and I wanted to know why they got chopped. That was the only Chanel I went up there for. The rest of them, I didn't go up there for any other Chanel. I went up there for other people's house members as well. I just wanted to know why people were being chopped at the ball, just to make sure that there was no shade going on. That's why I ask questions. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
Because I want to know what's going on the panel. Wait, to clarify that, I want to know what's going on the panel, because the judge, like I said, if you got judges that are up there, you know, playing, fucking around and doing some funny shit, you have them removed or you just don't use them again, so... You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I asked what certain people being chopped for. If you had a legitimate chop. Now, the question is, did you see me reverse anyone's chop? No, you did not.
Nope, I didn't see that.
No. I said I'm not up here to reverse nobody's chop. What the judges do is what they do. I just want to know what the judges are doing.
Right. And that Ebony judge for the first half, they sent me that too. I guess they was talking about judges or something with Chim Ebony.
It sure was.
All right, we have another caller. 786-318, you're on the air. 786-318.
Oh, just listening.
Thank you, caller. Press 1 so you can get out of queue. 832-491, you're on the air.
Oh, I already came on.
Okay, do me a favor and press 1 for me so you can get out of queue. And we're going to go back to 718-304. You're on the air.
I'm just listening. I need to press 1. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Press 1 for me and you're out of, so you can get out of queue.
I definitely want to say I had a great time in Vegas. The city was everything. The club I went to, it was definitely hot. Had a good time. Seen a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. As far as the club circuit people, it was good. Seeing my Atlanta boys. D.C. was definitely in the building. Felt like home a little bit because D.C. definitely went to Vegas. I had a wonderful time. I want to give a special shout-out to Cappuccino for the invite over to the Revlon cookout. The house was fab. We had a jacuzzi, pool. The food was good. We had fish, collard greens, ribs. I mean, everything was just nice. Drinks flowing. Had a wonderful, wonderful time on Saturday. That allowed me not to actually go out, even though I love Monica and I want to go to the show. When I got back to the room and stopped by Fat Tuesday's for me another 28 ounce of liquor, I just went to the room and just crashed and just relaxed until Sunday.
Can I say something? If you don't sound like Rodney's little brother, I mean your voice, the same. You have the same voice pitch and same tone, you and Rodney.
Am I the only one that was Rodney?
Oh, you know what? I could have sworn it was a caller. Oh my God.
We have two callers, 434-326 on the air.
Like right over there by Buford School is a fault line.
434-326.
Just listening.
Press one for me so you can get out of post queue. 862-588, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? My message is for Devon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Like what Rodney and RR just said, so why didn't y'all come out your pockets with $1,000 to make y'all ball, to make you have no controversy with your ball? So why didn't y'all give out the $1,000 instead if the person couldn't give it out?
Rodney wasn't referring to my ball, but in reference to that, because the person that's throwing the ball decided not to give it out, what else can you say?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller. Press 1 for me so you can get out of queue. 619-288, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is RJ Revlon.
Hi, RJ.
What's up, RJ?
What's up, Rodney? I just wanted to say I had a great time at the Chanel Ball, and I enjoyed meeting you for the second time. I met you in Virginia, I think. I wanted to say also to Divine that she looked really, really nice. I liked the dress. The ball was cool. I had fun with, of course, my Revlon family, and I met a couple of Chanels, so that was kind of cool, too. What else? I had fun walking up again, walking with Rodney and, with Duke. I wanted to win, though. But it was a good experience. Yeah, it was fun. I had a lot of fun. I don't get to walk against, people that have, such clout inside in the ballroom scene, and I'm fairly new. So I just want to give a shout-out to Divine. That was a really nice ball. And to you, Rodney, and to Duke. Some up-and-coming, so...
Well, it was good job on being only one of the few that got 10, so that was an accomplishment in his own, because if the people didn't recognize you, they definitely chopped. So you got 10, so that was good.
Yeah, that was good too, sir. Yeah.
And the thing about that, it was so easy to get those 10.
I don't really get nervous or anything, but I was a little nervous because after seeing a couple of, the things that was going on the panel, I was like, oh, man. And then I saw Rodney standing in the back, and then Duke, I was like, man, never going to get nothing out here. But I honestly say, last year marked my first time walking a ball at Las Vegas. We got to do it last year, and this year was even better. I didn't see anything wrong with the venue. It was actually a lot better. I don't even drink, but I had to, hit one of those little bottles and stuff on the table. And it was a really nice function. I liked the back, you know, dressing rooms and stuff, and seeing everybody participate. I liked the chanting, and it was a really good ball.
Thanks, RJ.
No problem.
Ronnie, let
yes.
me ask you something. Do you think they should have a trophy at the awards ball, like in every state, for like the most traveled individual? So, like the individual who has traveled the most in 1 year from ball to ball to ball, and not only give them a trophy, but also give them like $100. Say, most traveled, the award goes to Rodney Prodigy. Because this year, you and Divine would probably tie, though, because y'all been some traveling bitches, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, something I do. That this is definitely my hobby, I would say. And it's like a investment. I invest, I win, I lose. When I do, I know I'm going somewhere. I go online, find my tickets. Like, I go to Chicago, like $89 round trip, because I don't have to wait till the week of the ball, because I'm not waiting paycheck to paycheck. I can book my flights month in advance if I already know where I'm going, where I want to go, what I'm doing. I see the flyer. I start scanning for effects and do all that stuff like that. So you have to plan, like, you know, prior planning.
Your five P's, right? The five P's.
So, you know, it's just how a prepper operates. So, you know, that's just how I do.
What's your five P's? I love those P's that you put out.
The seven P's.
Seven.
Prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
Yes. You better say that. I live.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. I did have a good time in Vegas. I had a great time.
Rodney, what did you think about the Cassandra and Bia Scotta battle?
Well, a lot of people in our little other group, they was, you know, lighting me up about that. But I said Cassandra really wasn't giving me what she normally would give me. And, you know, based on the overall performance, I think I would have voted for the Scott person, too, had I been judging.
No, Shad, I definitely feel that. My thing on that was, I felt that, you know, it wasn't because I think people, let me tell you, it was not the Cassandra from the Allure Ball. That's what people were waiting to see. At that Allure Ball in New York, what was about 2 or 3 years ago? With DDP
right.
and all that good stuff. Okay, remember at that particular ball, remember Cassandra was wearing the fuck out of the girls. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's the Cassandra we were waiting to see. Had we seen that girl, it would have been it would have been nothing to say. But I think Cassandra lost because it seemed like she was either voguing arrogantly or maybe intoxicated. I don't know. One of the two. It didn't wear out. It was not that nasty Cassandra performance that we were all expecting. So, and the other girl, you know, she gave you know, she might not have gave you the, you know, what Cassandra normally gives, but she gave better than what Cassandra did that night. So that should be a lesson to these girls out here, that don't underestimate some of these girls because you don't know them. They're in their living rooms watching YouTube going all day just waiting to cross you.
Yeah, this is so true.
So what do you think about the face battle? I mean, the face category.
We did touch on that a little bit as well. I actually had a little sit down with Clayton and Dee Dee at the ball. You know, we chatted on the side a little bit, so, you know, we left it like that.
What y'all say? I'm curious.
Me too.
So, I mean, you know, I gave my commentary. I went around to the tables and different stuff like that. And, I asked my sister, I was like, well, why did you walk? Why did you know what I'm saying? But, you know, once everybody gave their part about it, you know what I'm saying, because the face, you know what I'm saying, she was lovely. She was sitting. She was but based on, you know, Viva La Glam and the whole aspect of it, me being a judge, it might or would have been, you know what I'm saying, I hate Rodney Prodigy night or something in the ball.
When you say you went around to tables, what do you mean?
You know, like if, like when you do something, like you go around, like I was acting like I was at work, like I was, you know, giving my shouts out for Tens of Chops and was going around talking to different people. Well, how do you feel about this category? How do you feel about this? Okay. And going, so I went to the Chanel table. I said, congratulations first, you know, Didi, for, you know, winning the 1,000. And then, you know, Clay was like, well, Fred probably going to get us for walking and in here and doing our stuff. We, you know, we chatted a little bit, and then I moved on to the next table, you know.
Okay. So what do you think about, I mean, do you feel, what do you feel about Nadia? Do you feel that she was any more Viva Glam than Didi?
I think for the, with the makeup and the effect, I think she was. But also I think, oh, my God, what's her name? The Ebony, Lanaya.
Mm.
I liked her look as well. Those two really.
Now, what about Terry?
Terry, her outfit, it gave you very old school Viva, like, because she was, her outfit was colorful, her makeup was colorful too. So I thought she was, you know, saying the look, but, you know, it was just a very, the old school look, but it was still that look, like bringing the category, like it said, look.
Oh, Rodney, you stumbled too hard on them.
No. I'm from the perspective. It's like, you know how the new generation are very poppy and very different? Like, if you were to walk something, just say if you walk All-American, you're not going to bring it as gutsy as Derek Allure would bring it. But you're still going to bring the category right. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's what I'm using as a... When you're getting ready for the category, you don't perceive that you're not going to bring it as well as your competitor. Because when I walk a category, I try to think who would be walking this category, and I know what they give. So I would try to add a little bit of their effect of what they may do, because I've seen like last few balls to something I'm going to do, because I know that this is how they usually bring it, you know. But
okay,
then, like you said, some people are unpredictable, but at the end of the day, you know.
Because it's also the wow factor that you haven't seen Terry in so long. So just the presence of being there is a wow as well.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So even myself, when I come to the West Coast, I'm knowing that, okay, when you go out there, you know you're going to battle Duke. That's going to be your top competitor. And that's just me going out there. When I go to Atlanta, I know be on point, because the new school Neil is doing his fucking thing. It is what it is. Or when I go somewhere across the country, even though I'm older, I say Face is going to be there. So make sure you know you got your game together. You got your, you know, your pockets right. So in certain places you go, certain people that you see where you go, that you know that you have to step it up and prep.
So, what do you think about the other girl in Face, the Chanel, the last one?
Which was the last one?
I mean, the other Chanel girl she had on the red dress.
Oh, that's the one. She got chopped at first, right?
Yeah, they did chop.
Yeah, she got chopped at first, and then she, and, you know, that's kind of what sparked everything off for some kind of way, Devon, says, because when Lovely chopped her, and then she, I guess, so I don't know, were you out there right then? Were you there then?
I was standing at the runway, but I didn't go up there because the commentators got on there, because that's when they started arguing on what was the Viva Glam look. You know, you can't say, because they were saying Lovely, that, you know, they were saying that's the Viva Glam look, the people that brought. I just watched the argument. I didn't go up there and get my commentary on it. I was just looking
right
at it.
So Lovely, you know, rescinded her chop, and she let her stay. And then that's when it kind of like, you know, everything was just going, and then it just seems like she chopped Chanel, but she took it back. And then when the rev gun came out, Shay Shay chopped, knowing that Shay Shay wasn't doing it out of malice or being vengeful, as you, a person who knows, or people that was in the crowd that might have knew of the potential, you know, chaos that's going on with the two houses, people might have figured that was get back or something, even though some of us who genuinely know her know that wasn't the case. People can easily see that it is. And that's how a lot of the tension started going on the stage from that moment.
Yep. And it was like from that moment on, they kind of just, they went.
Mm-hmm.
They just went. And I was like, oh, okay. I see where this is headed. And then it's like, in my position, you know, when you're throwing a ball, it's like you can't keep going up there saying, you know, just trying to defend your house anyway, as much as I would love to, because what are they going to say? You mean, oh, she's just trying to spray it for her kids. So it's like, okay. You know, you just got to let it happen. I was just like, okay, well, just let me make sure that I'm not tripping. Why did you chop her? Okay. And I feel like it's a good reason. I'm like, okay, cool. If not, I'd be like, all right, take that mental note.
Right. And the comment about the everybody that was winning was Chanel's. You know, they said they made a observance that most of the people that won either were Chanel's or still are used to be Chanel's.
Right, that was the comment. Right.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah.
What does that
tell you about the Chanel's? Honey, we're winners. The red line is nothing but winners. So don't be upset. Because the Chanel's, there was only one Chanel on the panel. So just as well, every house that was in there, you had a representative on that panel that voted for that Chanel or that ex-Chanel. So be angry with them. Don't be angry with the winners. Be angry with the people that made them winners.
Right. Like I was to myself, always more, and then I always blame the person who breaks the tie as the person that was throwing shade when four other people or whoever amount of judges it was, that on that even number voted before, but it's always a tiebreaker that gets the grunt of the attitude.
And then it's like, okay, at the end of the day, you're talking about the winners were either Chanel or used to be Chanel. Well, are you trying to say they didn't deserve to win? Are you going to sit here and tell me that Mother Theoskata did not deserve to win that trophy? Are you going to sit here and tell me that Tori did not get out there and fight for that trophy as usual and deserve to win it? Are you saying, is that what you're... It's either you're saying he did deserve to win it or he did not deserve to win it. So what are you saying by that? That comment seems so small. Like, you feel like if Tory, Floyd, or any of the Chanel's didn't deserve to win what they won. Like, or what? Just because they're a Chanel that they put in their work or something? What was that about? What is that about?
I didn't understand why they said it, but, you know.
But that's that loser mentality. That's what they do. It's like, you know, some people, when they lose, they have to find a reason that they lost, and they don't. And any of the reason that they come up with never stems from the real, true reason that they did lose. Your performance was not what it was supposed to be. What you did on the runway did not top that other person. So don't get mad because you put your best foot forth and it just wasn't as good as her best foot. I'm sorry.
Right.
And we're all out here trying to win. There's 10 people plus competing in a category, but there's only going to be one winner. So out of the 9 people that didn't win, how many of those people are going to be sore losers? Now, that's the true question. Out of all the girls that lose the ball, there's only going to be one winner. Out of all the girls that don't win, how many of you guys are sore losers?
True.
Everybody feels like they should have won. That's why they walked. They felt like they were going to win. If you feel like you're not going to win, would you walk, Rodney?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, then. You know what I mean?
And you know, the other thing is, if you can look at your competitor that you're walking against and you can actually look at them and see where you fell short, that's a real competitor, where you can look at your opponent and say, you know what, yeah, he did bring it. Well, she did bring it. I'll give her that tonight. You know, have you ever felt like that, Rodney?
Oh, yeah, definitely. At the blonde ball, when the young lady, you know, walked circles around me at the ball, she, you know, she was definitely walking.
Okay, see, and you could accept that loss because you knew it was a valid loss and that she brought it and it was good, you know. So I think we've all been there. You know, you just have to know that, you know, like they always say, you can't always win. You come out to win, but you can't always win. You know,
it kills me that they, you know, so many people are so quick to try to, you know, throw up there that, you know, the Chanel's are trying to do this, the Chanel's are trying to do that, the Chanel's are not trying to do anything but win like every other house out there. So give it up. All we want to do is get out here and get trophies just like every other bitch that's out here doing this. We're doing this to win. We ain't doing this to battle you and let you win. Don't get mad. Girl, get get good, get better. Don't get mad, get better.
You know, and just to piggyback on that, you know, a lot of stuff that the Chanels do as far as creativity, it doesn't get recognized because the judges aren't reading the flyers. And if you read the flyer and you see what they're bringing, then you could actually take away the house name and get into the person's effect. You would see that they deserve to be up there most of the time for winning. You know, because there was a ball, I don't remember where it was, and one of the Chanels, I think you remember, Devaney had on the mirrored jacket with the top hat. What ball was that? I think that was the, what's her name? The big guy. It'll come to me. They did the fly that looked like a magazine.
Marco?
No, they did the fly that looked like a magazine. You know who I'm talking about, Rodney. You were there.
At the Jihad ball.
Jihad? No, the Jihad Ebony? No.
Yeah.
No. It'll come to me. But anyway, that was another night I just didn't understand why, you know, it was, they chopped him. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. But you know what? Hopefully, you know, things will get better and we can see, you know, the change coming about as far as categories are concerned. But for the most part, it's just about having fun. And that's what that's missing right now, the fun. You know, what you said?
434-326, you're on the air.
If you talk to him, it's like he talk like he an old man, like he's 40-something years old. Not like that's old, but you know what I'm saying? Bring up a conversation about pussy around him. Bring up a conversation about pussy around him.
And he ain't seen it
before, Josh.
Well, we just let them try to get on who this is. Oh, got quiet. Ooh.
That was a better conversation.
JK and Kurt seen pussy? They seen it?
No, I'm just saying. Pussy, press one. I know you're listening. They're talking about you.
Okay.
678-789, you're on the air.
Competitors. Everybody was on. Good battles.
I heard Sex Iron. You was telling me Sex Iron was hot.
Yes, it was. I like the pictures as well. Disney picture was definitely the hottest picture.
Borobas wasn't there?
No. He could make it out. But Damien Rodeo, he actually taped the ball on Oprah's Lover, so he'll probably have some copies. I don't know if he's coming to New York or not, but he'll probably be having all the copies out soon.
Did you get to meet my mom?
I didn't get to meet her, but, you know, I saw her.
Oh, my God. When I tell you, she clowned so hard this weekend.
Yeah, she was up dancing when Jack called her out. She was really enjoying herself.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
I'm sorry, Devon, go ahead.
No, I was listening to what you were saying.
No, I was going to say, speaking of that, how did the commentators do?
From what I saw, you know,
Rodney.
They did good to me. They kept the flow going. They was, you know, had their moments, you know, light reading. One of the people, did Shine write some of the categories or something, Divine?
Shine and them wrote all the categories. This year I didn't get to do the categories. I wasn't present for that.
Oh, okay. Because he was saying, you know, he was was having a lot to say about the people when they came out. But as you write the categories, it's up to the actual ball walkers to interpret what you wrote once they get on the floor, unless they called you and, you know, you specify what are you looking for or something like that. But because everybody's mind is creative in their own right. So, you know, but it's for you to still make the judges see your dream or to see what you created. And the judges were doing it, but sometimes he had a lot to say about it. So him and Selvin had a light confrontation about it, which I felt was right, because Selvin was trying to do his job, and he kept trying to stop Selvin and do all this and doing that. But, you know what I'm saying, if you're just a solid writer, partner, and the thing, then you just should let it flow.
Okay. Well, that was good.
I did like how LSS went as well when Selvin, they scanned the crowd and they were calling out people. Just say they'll call out. Just say they was calling you out, RR, and you know they're like Icon Pioneer, RR Chanel, and then you'll hear Selvin still chant. It doesn't like for you to do runway, but you hear Jack in the background giving. R.R. Chanel, he's a pioneer of the scene. He's the founder of the house of Chanel. He has walked in and he is shady. So he's giving like intimate details and stuff like that, so you really can feel like if no one never met you, they would know who you were by the time you got back off the stage. So that was I really liked they was working together with that.
That was nice. Okay. All right. Well, I'm just glad to hear that it was overall, you know, a great function. And what would a ball be without shade? Come on, let's face it.
Right, no shade. Let me give a fucking shout out to my sister Arnold. The Lord, that bitch was looking awesome for her category. She did.
Yeah, I wish somebody send me a picture of those shoes. I heard the shoes were fab. Can somebody get a picture of those shoes before he takes them back?
My God.
Devon, did you hear that?
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's
that old school shade.
That's okay. That's some classic. That's some classic. I was on that one.
Ooh. Oh. Ruby, did you do something?
To me? No, I didn't do anything.
Oh my God.
Did the phones light up, Jasmine?
No,
It wasn't meant to be like that. I mean, come on. Let's face it, honey. You know, I don't think that he's one of those guys that does that. So I think if you went to him and said, show me a piece that you had in 2004, he would probably still have it. So, you know, that was just a little humor. It wasn't shade. It was humor. That's all that was. So don't take it personal, because I do like all of the Allures. I live for the Allure. So it would never be shade when it comes to me and the House of Allure, unless they weren't on point.
Yes. Arnold is my bitch.
Yeah, he's always been on. Well, I don't know an Allure that's not on point when they walk, because the one thing I can say about that house is that they rarely come out, but when they come, they come.
Okay.
And you can't deny that. You cannot deny that, you know? So, moving right along.
I'm smoking a cigarette, then I'm going to go inside and look at the phone line. Somebody sent me a very long statement, and I think I'm going to read it, since tomorrow's show is going to be dedicated to the new ballroom status criteria. Tomorrow, I'm going to read what they have to say, but it has nothing to do with that. It just has to do with kind of the topic of a state of emergency a little bit, so I'll be reading that in a second. Devon, did you make it back to California?
Yeah, I just got back about 4 hours ago.
London? Where's London?
I tell you, oh my God, it was just too much. Oh, next year, y'all got to go. When I tell you we got to get out there, that is the place to be.
Hello?
We have to get out.
Yes, London. You were in Vegas. What's going on, baby? You didn't take any pictures. No one knew who you were. I mean, where were you standing? Who were you standing next to?
I was highly inebriated. I couldn't function right.
OMG. Did you go by yourself?
No, I actually went with my sis.
With your who?
My sister.
Oh, okay, okay. Wow. And
yeah.
What hotel were you in?
The Mirage.
The Mirage.
Mirage Suite. It was lovely.
It was lovely.
Lovely.
And what was your drink of choice for the weekend?
It was the Bahama. It was called the Bahama Breeze, I think.
And what was your drink for the weekend, Rodney?
I had so much. I don't know. When I was in the club, I started out with Patron and Pineapple. Then when I went over to the VIP area, Earl made me some drink with Crown Royal and Grey Goose and cranberry juice and orange juice mix. And then I was at Fat Tuesdays getting 190 octanes.
Let me ask you something, though. I'm not a drinker, but let me ask you. I heard that you can't mix white and dark liquors. So do you make sure when you're drinking that you stick to one color for the night?
Well, I'm an exception to that rule. Whenever I go to the bar, or is it my treat or someone else's treat, and we say, what are you drinking? And they just get the drinks and hand it to you. I can handle whatever is placed in front of me.
I know that's right.
And
Divine?
I know Divine not weak on strong on Patron. I have to dilute hers with some juice.
Really?
I know that. And on, yeah.
That's
fine. Divine, you can't handle that, huh?
She told me that from Chicago, but I made the drink strong.
I'm a lady. I wasn't raised in a barnyard. I don't open beer bottles with my mouth. And no, I can't drink liqueur like that. No.
We have two callers. I'm going to bring them on really quickly. 678-789, you're on the air. 678-789. Okay. 310-634, you're on the air. 310-634. Okay. Anybody else want to press one and tune in? All right.
Okay.
So,
well, my drink.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
My drink of the weekend was frozen margaritas with extra shots of Patron.
Frozen margaritas with extra shots of Patron.
Yes, it was. I had a straw. We drink one strawberry and one lime, and we would mix it in a separate cup together with extra shots, with like two extra shots of Patron, and stir it around real good. Oh my God, it was like an adult question.
I know that's right. Can somebody please send me a picture of what Jamie wore, because I know Jamie is always on point. I'm dying to see what she wore, because that's my girl right there. I live for Miss Jamie. So if anybody got any pics of her, can you please put them up somewhere so I can get it? So,
all right.
Jasmine?
You guys want me to read what this person has sent me?
You can't give the person's name.
I'm not going to give the person's name unless they want me to. But then if that's the case, the person should call them and read it themselves.
Right. You say it's in reference to status and stuff?
No. It's not in reference to status. It's their reference to what they feel about the ballroom scene right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to take my time reading it since we're killing time. And we know a lot of people tune in tonight because a lot of people work and, they just like to listen to the show to keep them up as they're at work and stuff. So we're just going to kill some time to read what this person took the time to write out in reference to their feel about the ballroom scene right now. The person says, as I sit back and observe the state of the ballroom community, I realize a lot has changed and even more has been lost. I feel many factors come into play when we look at what can be done to get it back on track. Many problems have been presented in these latter years. For example, ignorance of the legendary era as well as the iconic era, extreme violence, insignificant and questionable status, and
and lack of structure due to the overwhelming growth of the balls in social media spreading the art of the once Harlem underground community worldwide. I have many ideas, maybe not the solution, but hell, I can't complain if I don't try to resolve the issue. First and foremost, the era of yesterday is the foundation of this community and scene. And as with any small, enormous structure, if the foundation is not sound on the building will fail. These new kids and some LSS don't care to know what started it all and where the community came from. You walk up to the kids and say names like Tony Revlon, Angie Extravaganza, Larry Ebony, Pepper Love Asia, Rodney Prodigy, Dorian Corey, or even when you hear RR, what names come next? You get nothing. If you go up to a face girl and say, who is Tracy Africa, Octavia, any faces of yesterday, they will say, who? If you ask a Butch Queen, who is Stuart, Whitney, Brian Infinity, they will say, who? If you ask a Vogue kid, who is Willie, you get deer in headlight look. All these houses should at least school their children on when, where, and how their category came about. What is ballroom and where did it start? What was the purpose behind it? How has it evolved? And who was the king and queens of their era? How can you go forward if you don't know where you came from? Hell, if your house is not legendary or iconic, it had to deserve from somewhere, somewhere. So find out. Just like the Deltas came from the AKAs, it's the same thing. Know your history and why you don't want to do, and why you do what you do, and take pride of it, and pride in it. I'm sorry. I feel extreme violence comes from the new era of kids who can't take tough love or constructive criticism a chop. If you do your study on millenniums, you find that the majority of these kids are products of parents who let the internet raise them. It has been proven that 80% of them have ADD and ADHD, no sense of responsibility, and don't think of consequences. They can't understand the results of their actions. It seems like there's like an excuse for their actions can be the significant truth. You have to let kids know from the top of the hour that anyone who wants to fight will be escorted off the premises by the police. Hire police and let them be seen. Set the rules from the beginning and also let them know how stupid and ignorant they will be viewed as they even remotely try to tap the panel or anyone. Believe it or not, they care the most about how they are viewed on a large scale. That is true. If you study the mindset of the majority of the kids, then you can better attack the violent situation. Queens can be queens and argue down, but assault should not be tolerated. Nothing should be wrong with a person of true status approaching a judge or questioning a decision. It has been done since forever with no violence. Now that statuses are becoming very late, first off, how can a region that is in star status or legendary status deem anyone icon? Why can't there be one award for? I mean, by the ballroom community being worldwide, we should be able to
have a formal ball on local TV with acceptance speech and all. No shade. The only thing a region should be able to do is star statement in the region and of the year's award. How the hell are you a legend if you never walk a legendary region? Regions should submit their legend to an iconic region, and I feel that iconic icons are, and that's on the East Coast, mainly in New York. I'm so sorry again. As for the iconic status, why can't pioneers and icons seem icons? This would make a big difference. This is how the world will know who is the icon and pioneers as well as legendary. They need a better structure throughout the community to make sure these kids are not walking in the name and not even what that name means. Get these mothers and fathers and overseers in order and just stop just acquiring kids all over the United States. These houses are like fraternities, and the military should have, and they should have structure, which they don't have. At the end of the day, I'm only a virgin that has been studying ballroom for 13 years. I cannot participate due to serving my country since the age of 18. I am still an active duty sailor, but now have more freedom to participate in my house. Hopefully, we can get it together as a community because these kids need an outlet and, most important, the respect from our elders and icons. But once again, I'm only a virgin and that's it. I'm only a virgin, but I'm legendary in the United States Labor Society. I love you all. That was a lot.
It was, but it had a lot of contents, you know, and I think that maybe you might want to read it again tomorrow or get someone else to read it tomorrow before, you know, the announcement that's going to take place or whatever's going to take place, because it's a great intro to what's probably going to happen.
Wow. Just the person taking the time to write that, you can tell the person where a person's heart is at this point. So that's definitely a lot. I guess we should be wrapping up the show. We only have 5 minutes left on the line, and I don't think we're going to do the extra hour. So, again, please tune in tomorrow. Rodney, will you be on tomorrow? It starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
No, I won't be on tomorrow. I'm going to try to sneak and listen for a brief, but I know I'll still be at work at that time.
Okay. Well, don't forget tomorrow, the State of Emergency will be having a special show to go over the new criteria of the ballroom as far as statuses go, from stars, legends, and icons. We will have a panel that will be going over them, reading them to you, and archiving it for a future reference so you guys can always go and listen to the archive if you have any questions or concerns. So again, tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m., 1 hour early, because we know that people's schedules are a little different and people kind of go to sleep early. Do not forget tomorrow. You will be seeing the information viral tomorrow as well. Your house parents should be getting the information in the early morning. So when they get up in the morning, they should be able to check their emails and they will have all the information. It also is a website was designed, and you'll be able to go on the website and look at it as well. So stay tuned for tomorrow, and you'll be observing everything tomorrow. And again, that's tomorrow at 10 p.m., and you'll find all the information on Facebook as far as tuning in. Before we go, I'll let you guys make any closing statements. Rodney?
Thank you guys for tuning in. And have a productive week, and see you guys all in New York.
Okay, thanks, Rodney. Divine?
Most definitely. I want to thank everybody that came out to Vegas and celebrated with us this weekend. We had a grand time. Can't wait to do it again. And to all those, I will see you in New York this weekend. I cannot wait. As usual, it's always going to be a party on my behalf. Love you.
Thanks, Simone. Uh-uh.
I just want to say, everybody, have a great evening. And remember, leaders lead by example. So be the example for whoever you're trying to lead.
Okay. And London?
Lovely show tonight. Everyone have a lovely night and nighty night.
Okay. Everyone, I want to say thank you for tuning in. We're going to shut down a little early tonight. Everyone have a safe night. And again, tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the State of Emergency show. You guys have a good night. We're going to play a little bit of music for the duration of the show, and you guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q. Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
To the feminine, what? To the feminine, what?
Feel fight to the life, like, oh, feel fight to the life, like, oh, feel fight to the life, like.